guys, it's your girl Steffi G, and that's me. And this is the place to be. This is the Show Up to Go Up podcast, where you'll find inspiration and information on how to show up for yourself and live your best life. This podcast is for anyone who feels lost or stuck. Anyone that knows that they are capable of more, but isn't quite sure how to go about it. I'm here to encourage and guide you, but it all starts with you showing up for yourself. And it all starts now.
I don't know what it is, but I love focusing on the negative and on things that just don't matter. Even though I'm pretty optimistic now, I wasn't always that way. It is not my natural state. I used to love to complain about so many things. I also used to view myself as what I like to call a world police. And what I mean by that is that I knew what was right and just in the world, and it was my job and personal responsibility to dwell on the things that others were doing wrong. I wouldn't tell them, of course, because most of the time I didn't even know who they were. They were total strangers. But my job as world police was to know what they were doing wrong based on what I deemed to be right, and then spend the next 30 minutes to an hour thinking about how my way was better. And by thinking about it, I was making the world a better place in my mind. I took this imaginary job very seriously. And hopefully you can all see just how ridiculous and what a big time waster this was. Thankfully, I realized two things that have totally transformed my life and made me happier and more productive. And so I want to share them with you. The first thing is honestly kind of a hard realization, and it may be something that you don't want to hear, especially right now. But I'm going to have the courage to say the uncomfortable thing because I think it's important. The first thing I learned is that your life is a reflection of you and your choices. If you are complaining about your life, then that's a pretty good indicator that you may be doing something wrong. But the good news is you have the power to change that thing. So if you find yourself complaining about money and focusing on how life isn't fair and how you don't have enough money for the things that you want, what if you focused on what you could do differently to make more money? Can you learn a new skill? Can you help more people? These are all things that are in your control. And if you find yourself complaining about a coworker or a roommate a lot, spend some time thinking about what it is that bothers you so much. Maybe you're mentally exhausted, and so you're just more agitated in general. I've been there. Meditation and rest are both great options for mental exhaustion. Maybe you're jealous of that person in some way because they seemingly have things easier, or whatever it is, thinking about what you're grateful for is a great solution. Or maybe it's just a conversation that you need to have with them about how what they are doing is bothering you. Again, all of these things are in your control. They take honest conversations with yourself, and you definitely have to let go of your ego to understand the problem may not be everyone else, but it may be you. They also take action. Your mindset is not just automatically going to shift from a negative to a positive one. It's an everyday, ongoing thing, but by having the awareness of it, you'll be able to check yourself before you go down that dark path of negativity and blame. So the second thing I've learned is that we only have so much energy per day. This has been huge for me. Think of your energy like a gas tank. You only have so much gas in your tank, and it doesn't matter which direction you go. Either way, you're burning gas. So if you're focusing on negative things or how you're not where you want to be, you're wasting that energy and preventing yourself from getting closer to where you do want to be. Your focus and your energy are so precious. They will get you where you want to go, but you get what you focus on. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on where you want to go and what you can do to be a better version of yourself? Or are you focusing on how you are a victim to your circumstance and how others are upsetting you? You are a powerful person. Don't give up that power by focusing on the wrong things. Take inventory. Are there changes that you can make to live a happier and more focused life? Only you have the answers within you, so don't take that for granted.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. My goal for this podcast is to reach and help as many people as possible. So it would mean so much if you would take the time to subscribe, review, and share this podcast. See you next time.